Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Monday, March 30th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages coming in. Randy Walker said you can get closest major city from the south, Phyllis. You're driving up from your location there in Livingston, even if you're Bay City or Detroit, Frankenmuth, I'm looking at the map, anywhere from southeastern Michigan, Mount Pleasant appears to be the biggest city just to the south. Now, I pulled up Priceline during the break, and there are some hotels there in Clare, Cadillac, Holton Lake. But for example, let's grab one from Mount Pleasant, one that's somewhat affordable. Big Rapids, they have listed. That's off of 131. That's a little west of us. But Mount Pleasant, let's do Mount Pleasant. Quality Inn, $109 a night. Number one top booked location. Okay, let's go to the address. Let's get the street address here first. Okay, so I got Liberty Mountain in MapQuest. I'm going to get directions. I'm going to put in the hotel. Because what you're going to do is come up Friday night. You're going to come up Friday night. Quality Inn in Mount Pleasant. $5,500 East Pickford Avenue. Street. Okay. Pickford Street in Mount Pleasant. Okay. Click. There it is. It's 25 minutes from Liberty Mountain, and it's 20.8 miles. Hotel there at the Quality Inn, $109 for the night on Friday. and you're going to be basically less than a half hour away, 20.8 miles. If you use 127, it's 21.7 miles. And that's almost due south from Claire to, there's Claire too. Okay, so Claire, just south of Claire, then you head west, goes right into Liberty Mountain. 20.8 miles, or if you use all major paved roads coming from the north, it's 22.3 miles, less than a half hour away. And Claire is even closer. I don't know what hotels they have in Claire. Let me go back. Can I see a Claire hotel? Yeah, Quality Inn Claire. Let's click on that one. Let's go down to their address. 10318 South Clare Avenue in Claire, Michigan. So let me change that one. 10318 South Clare Avenue. There we go. Oh, Claire. Yes. It's the Claire Quality Inn. It's only 8.4 miles away from Claire. There you go. Let's go back to the pricing on it. Claire, it's $107 a night. But there you go. You can stay in Mount Pleasant or you can stay in Claire. We can take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Let's rise and go on and take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us that dough. 4747 gives us room to grow. From the fields to the city, you'll hear the people cheer.
Hear people cheer.
With Perry and Lee, got nothing to fear. So here's to the future.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Got a couple of text messages about Missy, My Pure Health Solutions. Well, she's decided to move her time slot to Fridays instead of Mondays. She'll be joining us on Friday shows from 11 to 11:30, heading into the weekends. So just wanted to give you a heads up. She won't be on with us on Mondays anymore. She'll be joining us on Fridays, 11:30, in our third hour on Fridays. Kind of a interesting, I guess you would say, development over the weekend. The No Kings Rally held their third event as their largest event yet. Demonstrations planned in roughly 115 locations across Michigan and thousands more nationwide. Current rally, fueled by outrage over what the organizers described as an illegal war abroad, recent immigration enforcement killings, as they claim momentum is building based on their organizational meetings and what happened over the weekend. Well, but on the ground at the state capitol in Lansing, that prediction didn't quite turn out. Though there was still a sizable gathering, estimated to be between 4,000 and 5,000 people, the turnout was largely in line with prior demonstrations they had last year in June and October. So while the number may not have grown, perhaps the humor and creativity through their signs did improve. One featured plastic balls taped to a board, reading "Free Balls for Members of Congress." Another one depicted President Donald Trump in a U.S. flag diaper, labeling him a toddler tyrant, perched atop history books and the Constitution. So, pretty interesting. One of the candidates challenging Republican Congressman Tom Barrett was William Lawrence. He framed the moment when allowed to speak as a broader crisis of accountability. Lawrence told the crowd, "We've got a culture of elite impunity in this country. If no one is ever held accountable for anything, then they think they can get away with everything. And that's basically what we're seeing right now." Lawrence tied the argument directly to the U.S. military involvement in Iran, urging young people to oppose what he described as another undeclared, unconstitutional war. "When I say yes to housing and health care and no to bombs and billionaires, that's not just a slogan. It's the only way we're going to deliver for working people in this country." Now, local state representative Emily Devendorf of Lansing started her speech saying that every necessary revolution and movement started off as a radical idea, telling the crowd that they are on the right side of history. She also conveyed her disagreement with our involvement in Iran, tying war to a much broader subject in her speech. State representative said, "I don't want our money going to war when it can go to food and to shelter. I don't want any more wars on women. No wars on homelessness. No wars on the transgender folks. No wars on immigrants. No wars on our black and brown neighbors. No wars against the people. Well, for many in the crowd, the motivation was personal. Jane Weiss drove from Saginaw with family members. She said she was thinking about the future of her 7 grandchildren. We're here because we don't like what's going on in the world right now. This is not Christian values. We're looking ahead for future generations. That's why we're here today. Nearby, James Watson, a military veteran wearing a plaque-style mask, said he's been attending protests for over a year. I see all this ugliness, all this hypocrisy. It's rot, and I want to see it removed. Others emphasized consistency. Eaton County Commissioner Jean Pearl Wright said she's attended multiple protests dating all the way back to the Women's March, and she plans on continuing to show up. I normally bring people with me, and we will continue to attend. Well, another campaign activity was also woven into the day as Don Ufert. He's a Democratic congressional candidate. He moved between rallies, collecting signatures, and speaking with the attendees. His campaign manager, Mark Goldberg, said rising stakes, particularly now with the war in Iran and broader concerns about democratic institutions, are driving turnout. The stakes are getting higher, adding that people are increasingly motivated to step up now and do something about it. Ufford began early in the morning in West Bloomfield, where he said he was struck by how quickly showed up despite the cold. Even before the official start time, attendees were already gathering in freezing temperatures. Ufford said this is a sign of how motivated people are for turnouts. Well, a lot of people are claiming that the Democrats are more motivated than Republicans to vote this year in November. Many people are warning that if these Democrats take back the majority in the House and in the U.S. Senate, that President Donald Trump will be impeached. Impeached in the House and probably found guilty, convicted in the U.S. Senate for impeachment, and will be impeached out of office if the Republicans don't get out the vote. And this is not just our state of Michigan, folks, but across the country. Democrats claiming that they're winning all kinds of elections in these special runoff elections. Well, we've got one. We have one that's coming up basically a month from this coming Sunday. This Sunday, April 5th, well, besides Justin Verlander pitching his first appearance back as a Detroit Tiger on Sunday Night Baseball, it will be a month until the May 5th special election for the 35th State Senate District. If you know folks that live in Midland, Bay, or Saginaw counties, they have got to get out and vote for Jason Tunney. If the Republican wins that Senate seat, we will have 19-19 in the Michigan State Senate. That will be absolute gridlock for the rest of this governor, Gretchen Whitmer's final year as governor of our state. So very, very, very interesting what's going to be happening here in the next month. And many politicals are saying this will be an indicator. This race on May 5th, Jason Tunney, the Republican, running against Chedrick Green, the Democrat. It will be an indicator election, as well as the August 4th primary. Let's see how many Republicans get out to vote in the party's primary compared to the Democrats' primary. And the interesting thing about it, because of Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff, staying in the race against Jocelyn Benson, it's going to be a purer primary this year. What do I mean by that? Well, the Democrats will be staying on their side of the ballot to vote for Benson or Chris Swanson. Republicans will have many candidates on the ballot for governor. So Republicans will be picking the Republican candidate. The Democrats will be picking, most likely, Jocelyn Benson. Unless they feel it's a foregone conclusion that she's going to be the nominee, then they could cross over and play games on the Republican side of the primary ballot. I don't think that's going to happen, but it could. So very, very, very interesting year lining up. Very interesting. One of the things that is going to be coming into play besides this May 5th election is going to be the budget. We're going to talk about the budget because the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has already told Lansing State House and State Senate she wants the budget turned in before June 30th, before they go home for summer break. In that process, that will free up all of our state reps and all of our state senators to start campaigning right after 4th of July. Knocking on doors, going to events. Many of the governor candidates will be attending our Fun Shoot Pig Roast Saturday, July 18th. This is going to be a week before the Ted Nugent fundraiser for the state party. Governor candidates will want to come because it's just a couple of weeks before the primary. So we're excited. This is going to be interesting. And one of the things that you have to understand, this is all going to be on the public airwaves. This will be radio. This will be TV. These will be mailers. This is going to be the biggest, most expensive primary election, midterm election in the state of Michigan's history. All the candidates that are running, all the people fighting to win